demons, heard all about his exploits and how he got to heaven. But no, honesty comes from a town called Stupidity, right? Stupidity. Oh, he said, this town, it's the other side of the mountain, it's cold, sun hardly gets there at all. And the people, guess what, they're rather stupid there. They don't listen, they're not listening. But he says, occasionally, the sun shines on us and some of us thaw out. So he's talking here about the sun of righteousness, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shines upon us and some of us then actually wake up. And he said, I was one of those. And I realized I was in a dangerous place here and it was time to go. And so he said, that's what has been happening. And I'm on my way now. I'm making my pilgrimage to the celestial city also. Well, Mr. Greatheart and he got talking. And they had a mutual acquaintance, a man called Mr. Fearing. Okay, Mr. Fearing. Greatheart said, but do you know Mr. Fearing? Oh, yes, 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 he lived where I lived. Knew him for many years. And he's on pilgrimage too. Oh, yes, said Mr. Greatheart, I knew him. I had to escort him. Oh, dear. The name, you see, is the giveaway here. He was so afraid of everything. He was a real Christian. He was a true pilgrim. Greatheart said, never had any doubt about that. Oh, he saw troubles everywhere. And all the way, he'd been very hesitant. Dare I do this? Oh, really, should I go and do this? So it took a while for him to be persuaded to leave the city and to go on his journey. He got to the Slough of Despond. If you remember how Pilgrim there in part one, he got into great difficulty with this, heading for the gate to allow himself through, as it were, there into the path that leads to heaven. But he got stuck in the Slough of Despond. Well, Mr. Fearing looked at it and he hummed and he hawed and he didn't know whether to go forwards or backwards. And in the end, people had to sort of persuade him through. And then he got to the gate. So, am I really worthy to knock at the door here? Should I? What will happen if? And so he's there and the gatekeeper said, well, come on in, you're welcome. And so he eventually was persuaded to come in. And it was like that all the way. He had a letter to go to the house of the interpreter. He was there at the house and he was looking, oh, I don't know whether I should go in. I don't know whether I'm the right person for this. Fearing all the time that he'd be not accepted, that he'd be rejected. And Greatheart said he saw him, because Greatheart was in the house of the interpreter, and he saw him through the window out there, dithering around and worrying away. Oh, come in. So he came in the end, and then he went to House Beautiful again. Oh, dare I go? So it's been like that all the way. He did well in the Valley of Humiliation. Went through that very, very comfortably, you might say. Had a little bit of trouble, the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Hobgoblins everywhere, he was shouting. But he came through, and he kept going, and that Greatheart said, came to the river, and he came through. In fact, said Greatheart, he'd seen the water so low when he got there. He managed to get through, so he's arrived safely. Oh, what a way he went about it. Fearful all the time. That'll go wrong. This will go wrong here. Oh, am I really here? Saying grace. He needed to get hold of the fact that he needs grace and God gives grace. Not to be looking at himself all the time and worrying away, but trusting all the more. But he got there. And that's sometimes the story with Christians. Oh, we can be very fearful, very trembling, and all holding back and holding back. But God's got his hand on us and he brings us through. And that's how you know a true disciple. They'll get through. They'll get into hedges at times and all kinds of issues there that they get worried about and seem to stand still for a bit. But they move on. And just like Mr. Fearing, they get to heaven. Of course, Mr. Greatheart said, it's better if you just rely on grace. Rely on grace. Rely on God's grace working in you to help you and encourage you and to overcome the obstacles and the fears. But he got there because God brings all of his children finally to glory. So there's Greatheart's conversation with honesty. We'll pick up the story again, God willing, next week. Well, now our second hymn, 113. 113, to God be the glory, great things he hath done.